around? How are you feeling?
Well, I'm not sure I feel a whole lot better, but I feel better after watching you tonight. I thought you did exceptionally well.
Well, you know, I was just saying to Bob Haldeman, he just told me about your call. I've been up with the family going over the wedding.
Oh, you've got real problems.
Yeah, but isn't it interesting that in that whole goddamn press conference, not one question on revenue sharing, not one on the environment, not one on parks, not one on government
reorganization. On the economy, really?
On the economy? No, they didn't really ask about that.
Right.
These guys, I'm glad they badgered me on the Washington police, because, boy, that's our issue.
It really is, and I thought you handled it exceptionally well. I think there was one particular thing I noticed tonight, and that was I thought you were more relaxed. I noticed you're using the podium, which might account for some of it, but you were much more, or appeared to be much more relaxed, at least in your facial expression, which I thought was extremely good. There was a time or two when you, or at least I read into your facial expression, disgust almost at some of the questions, but most of the time,
well,
you were smiling, you were relaxed, and I don't think the disgust that I read into it was bad. I think it was good.
Sometimes you've got to be a little disgusted.
No question about it, and I think the one of the principal advantages of these press conferences like this, the average person has to see how antagonistic this press is.
Isn't it something, though?
It really is unbelievable. I think the only question that I would rate as not being antagonistic was the fellow who asked you, I don't know whether it was Bill Tyson or not, but who asked you about China.
Yeah,
and that trade policy with respect to China.
Right. That was just a straight question, which was legitimate.
Which was a legitimate, fair,
yeah,
decent question.
Also, I think the question that Lissagor asked with regard to whether or not that we were going to have a treaty,
yes,
or not,
yes,
that was a legitimate,
yes,
question.
There were,
and it enabled me to give a legitimate answer.
Right.
But for the most part, these guys really aren't interested in the facts. They're interested in badgering.
That's right.
That's not too bad either.
But I thought you came out exceptionally well, and I must say that I think the more often you do it, the more biased you show them to be, to the American people, because the American people, I'm convinced, have an antenna for this sort of thing. They're not fools. They can
hope
see
they're not.
They can see through this sort of thing. I thought, the fact that they didn't ask you anything about this whole economic picture was the most incredible part of all.
Yeah, I was prepared. My God, I was prepared to answer a dozen questions on that, you know, about the everything from balance of payments,
right,
to, I was going to say, incidentally, that that the Secretary of Treasury had stated our position articulately, that I completely supported it, that we were of course concerned about maintaining situation, but we would not make decisions with regard to the international monetary situation that would be detrimental to our domestic economy, which is basically our view.
Right.
We damn well are not going to do it.
You know, it's all the more incredible when you realize today, Elon Victor put out a long statement on the aluminum country, labor settlement. Not a question on that.
No,
or
nothing on steel.
Or steel.
That's right. I was prepared to answer those.
But I thought
yeah,
it came off exceedingly well.
Well, tomorrow you're going up before Wilbur.
Yes, sir.
The Battle of the Giants. Let me tell you what I was going to answer on that. I was going to do it with a very low-key and deft way. I thought I was going to say, well, it's quite clear that Chairman Mills has a majority of the committee and that Secretary Connally has a majority of the country. And I believe that in the final analysis that the chairman will not deny to the Congress the opportunity to vote on this question of whether we should have revenue sharing. That's really what's involved. I don't know.
Well, I think it would have been a good answer.
if we'd ever got the question.
Yeah.
But
he just got more and more belligerent. I assume that the negotiations with George broke down completely.
I assume that, but I wouldn't... sure, when you go up, I feel you can say, look, we believe this very strongly, and we just believe the Congress ought to have a chance to vote on it. I think that line is very effective, and that look, if he has a better plan, we'd like to know what it is.
Yeah.
He doesn't have it.
No, I know it, and
you go to Camp David or not?
No, sir, I didn't.
Well, I wanted you and your wife to go up there because it was lovely up there, and you could have had a time by yourself. Yeah, I suppose you had a schedule today.
Yes, sir, I was in the office all morning to the middle of the afternoon.
You get down, get a little rest now, and you and Wilbur, you know, you and Wilbur will be on, you're going to be on TV tomorrow night, I can assure you.
I'm sure that's right.
As I said, this is the Battle of the Giants.
We'll have
And I think you ought to be very understanding. We appreciate honest men disagreeing in this thing, but we have strong convictions that this matter ought to be submitted to the Congress. Don't you really think that's
true? Yes, sir. I think that's
all. That's all. And that we're not frozen in cement as to what about a bee. What do you want to do, Mr. Chairman? You know?
Right.
Okay.
All right, sir.
Well, get a little rest.